those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
People are always asking, what should I get my significant other for Valentine's Day? I think the bigger question is what should you not get them? It's Anna and Raven. Karen Thomas is an author, a public speaker, and the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, is there such a thing as a bad gift on Valentine's Day?
Unfortunately, there are bad gifts that will give off an impolite or maybe a wrong signal.
All right. What is it, the number one thing I should not buy for my husband?
A steering wheel cover.
What? Good news.
A steering wheel cover. Very impersonal. Like you were just wandering the aisles of a store and found it and said, this will do. Like an afterthought. Those are the types of things you should not give. Another big one. So let's go maybe to the men, to the women. Self-help book. Very, very ill-advised to give your significant other a self-help book, because what you're doing is pointing out that they have a flaw or flaws.
Well, that seems to make sense. But is that always true?
Karen, what I've realized, last Christmas, the number one thing that you should not buy your significant other for the holidays was a Peloton.
Oh, now it's the number one gift.
If my husband surprised me with a Peloton right now, I would be so incredibly happy. So you're saying self-help book, but do you think that's very different than like a piece of exercise equipment?
You have to feel out the significant other and be like, okay, you know, she's been talking about this gift and I really think she would like it. Then it's okay. But for him to just come home with this random exercise bike, you haven't been talking about it. That then sends the signal that says, hey, there might be a little pudge and I think you should exercise. So you don't want to send the wrong signal.
Well, I guess you could have it delivered and then you just act like you have no idea how it got there until you see her reaction.
Sounds good. What's next on that list of do not buy?
Gift cards. Very impersonal. Unless they know that you absolutely love to shop at. What thought went into that gift card? What thought went into that store that they're purchasing it from?
Sound easy. You give me a gift card to like a food place or Amazon and I'm going to be happy. It might take me 2 years to pull that thing out of the drawer and spend it, but sometime I'm going to spend it and I'm going to be like, yeah.
How about, well, your husband, you've been married for 16 years and you have no idea what to get him anymore.
I would do two things. You know what? Get him something that he likes specifically, and then maybe throw a rose or two into it.
I don't think I've ever given my husband flowers before. Has Alicia ever given you flowers, Raven?
No. I'm easy. I don't ask for much.
I just sent my husband roses. His birthday was last Tuesday. Of course, he got teased all day, but
right.
He even said to me, he says, this was unexpected. Again, yeah. Kind of have to judge on the personality of the person as well.
I can't imagine my husband would like getting roses. Definitely not at work.
At his job? But yeah. On the other hand, I'd love him here. Right? I'd be peacocking around. Right?
You'd just be walking around with your dozen
That's
roses
right.
Showing everybody.
I'd be like, here I am, Mr. America.
Right. Karen Thomas, she is one of the nation's foremost authorities when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.